match it up. Listen, over the 6 months, if you're going to be able to give $100, and there's the top of the hour, so we are at the top of the hour, but we will take your call, and we will take your donation, and Pastor Darrell is just putting the challenge out there. Pastor, I wanted to ask you, why do you stay on radio, on Christian radio?
Well,
I mean, it costs money.
It costs us, yeah, it's definitely a line item in our budget. And we don't receive money from it.
Because you don't even ask.
I don't think we've ever gotten any money from the listeners that I know of.
Right.
And, it's anecdotal, but I run into people that I walked into Chick-fil-A years ago after working out in the gym in the morning, and I ordered, and there was one guy sitting in there at a booth. And as soon as I ordered, he said, "Pastor Darrell Orman." And I said, "Correcto," you know. And he said, "I've been listening to you every Sunday for what did he say? 7 years, I think."
Wow.
And I've had that happen a bunch of times, you know. Where, and I feel like we'll find out the results of it when we get to heaven.
Sure.
But even though it's an older technology, everybody's still listening to the radio when they're riding around in their vehicles, and
thousands
it's still easier to do than Bluetooth in your phone and just listening to loops of songs or whatever.
But a lot of people like to listen to teaching, and you know as well as I do that there are thousands of people who are not in church on Sunday mornings who consider themselves Christians. And many of them, if it wasn't for radio or TV, I know there are many that watch TV as well. There's live stream and such forth. There's a lot of options. But if it wasn't for these other opportunities, many of them would not have had the gospel going to them. And just like this lady, I just read her letter. She's one that from home listened.
Well, one other thing that's crucial in the world we live in today, and we found this out when Elon Musk purchased Twitter, is that tens of hundreds of thousands of ministries think they're getting these messages out, but they don't know if they are or not.
Right.
If it's Facebook, you don't know if they've cut you down to where once 100 people receive your post, your message, or whatever, that you're done with that one. And you think, well, there's going to be a geometric progression. There's going to be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Yeah. It's going to go viral.
Yeah.
It can. You think viral if they shut you? If they put it?
And they can do that.
They're doing it all the time. We know for a fact they did it.
Yeah.
And so with radio, it's broadcast, and at this point, it can't be controlled like that.
Exactly.
Waves are out there. If you've got a radio, you can get it, and you can get the whole context. When David's interviewing people, you get the whole context, what he asked, what they said. It's not snippets. It's not controlled. It's not manipulated.
Right.
And, you know, we just, this censorship, we're an animal farm now.
We are.
And
talk about you were just traveling across the state, and for those, you know, you were involved in giving toward the replacement of equipment. And our equipment was, you know, actually the date when it was manufactured, it was 34 years old. And it literally just kind of went poof, and, you know, with a puff of smoke, it was done.
Yeah.
And so we had this little Mickey Mouse. It looked like a CD player that was holding things together for like 3 weeks until we got our new big massive machine. But it's paid for, and you were a part of that, and you were here that day. A lady had called, and she said, you know, God's put it in my heart to give to match with somebody else toward the tower. Do you have anybody coming? You were scheduled, you said, on air like a week out on one of our Wednesday service gatherings. So I told her, yes, Pastor Darrell's coming in, and he's going to be challenging people to give $100. Incidentally, if you're listening, he just challenged again, and the number is, there's $300 left, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. So I told her that. I said, well, you know, he's going to challenge for $1,000. He stepped up, and he's going to ask other people to dig deep and to make a difference, because we are bringing equipment in that can bring the gospel. This is a necessary, it's a key component, this transmitter. So she said, well, that's exactly what God put in my heart. So, and she said she had listened to you for years as well. And so she said, I'm going to be sending that $1,000 out. Well, the rest of the story is, she called back a couple of weeks later, and she said, and God's dealing with me, I'm going to give more. I said, well, that's great. And she says, I'm going to give more than I gave before. I said, well, that's great. She said, it's going to be more than 5,000. I said, well, hallelujah. That is great, because, you know, she wanted to know what was left, you know, and what we still needed to raise. And so I told her that, and she said, it's going to be more than 10. And at this point, I'm like,
That's not great. That's magnificent.
Yeah, that's magnificent. So then she said, it's going to be more than 10. And then she said, it's going to be $15,000. And so at this point, I'm like, Father, just like that. I mean, it started with you talking, you know, God speaks to his people. That's how your building's going to get built. That's how God's going to relocate First Baptist Church the same way.
Right.
God's going to touch people's lives. He's going to bless them. He's going to enable them to give. That's the way your pumpkin patch is going to get sold out down here too. You know, we're going to promote that. But so we had this $15,000, David. You know, we came in, we talked about it for just minutes on air during our Wednesday lives.
Right.
And we got to the point where there was like 2,900. It was give or take a few bucks. And another lady called in and said, I'm gonna match all that's lacking. So she committed, she gave the donation, like right on there, just like that. Boom. You know, so the 2,900 that matched up, because she wanted her 15 to be fully matched, right?
Right.
So it was fully matched at that point. And I'm in here like, oh, hallelujah, you know, this is fantastic. And then she called back again, this lady that's given, you know, the second lady, and she said, I'm going to give an additional $15,000. And so all of this string of what happened really started with a lady calling saying, is there anyone that's going to be making a matching funds challenge? It was you. And then a lady, Sister Coy, she calls and said, I have a car.
Wow.
And it's, I think it was in Loxahatchee or someplace down south, you know.
Right.
And went down, we picked it up. It's at the shop right now. They're working it. It's a stick shift, so the clutch, there's some issue. And I've tried to pick it up, and I haven't made it out of the parking lot yet. So it's going to stay there until it runs, because we want it running when we sell it here. I mean, the engine runs great.
You want it running good.
I want it running good.
Not
yeah,
just running.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Sister Coy, you know, she called in. She said, I want that to go toward the tower. And then we had another family that called in. He is a chaplain in our county, and he called in and he said, I'm going to give $1,000 to the tower, and my wife's going to give $1,000 to the tower, and we have a vehicle that is my wife's vehicle, and we're going to donate it. Well, it's sitting on the side of the building, so out front I have a speckled pooch. We have an old wobbly Jeep that's going to get replaced by a much newer Jeep that's sitting here on the side.
Awesome.
And let me tell you, this Brother Robert, and I think it's Susan, I'm not sure, I've got their names out front. He brought in additional fobs, key fobs. He made sure everything is perfect on this thing. I mean, I'm going to feel like, you know,
that's awesome.
I hate to say I'm not ready to go to heaven, but I want to drive the Jeep first. I just want to tell you. I want to drive the Jeep first, and I'm waiting on insurance and tags to be properly switched.
Sure.
But all of this, I mean, there's just one miracle from God's people after another. And this is what happened when God moves. And mixed in with that, there were tons of other, you know, minor donations. And that $100,000, is part of it's pledged, but it's committed to. It's committed.
Praise God.
So I know coming into this prayer and share, some people had given a lot already over the last several months. And so then I'm opening up the other day, and here's this card, and it says, every morning I pray that the transmitter is installed and it's working now. It's the lady that was matched up, your thousand.
Lady.
Yeah, the matching lady. And she said, and I'm going to continue to give month to month, and here's my first 3 months. So she gives $100 a month. But, you know, she writes on her thing, to evangelize. She's always saying, I want to evangelize. I want to reach lost people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we probably have two ladies to every man that gives.
Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you, what she just said to you, I want to evangelize. I was getting ready to go to church 2 days ago, and we've got a little outer gate on our courtyard, and we leave it ajar because it locks.
Okay.
And I'm in the house, and I hear the gate slam or whatever. And so I thought, someone's in the courtyard. So I go over, you know, got shorts and shoes on, whatever. And, you know, and so I go and I look out the window, and it's the Amazon delivery lady delivering something for Kim.
Okay.
So I go out there, and she said, can I take a picture of it before I lay it down? And I said, of course, you know. And she said, I think I'm locked in. And so I said, I think you are too. And so I go out with her to the gate, and I said, before we go, her name's Lulu. And I said, Lulu, can I ask you a question? In your personal opinion, what do you understand it takes for a person to go to heaven when they die? And she said, that's a good question. You got to be good, treat people right, you know. The good stuff, you know. And I said, can I share with you? Yes, please. And so I shared the gospel with her, and Lulu prayed to receive Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And I said, so this is why Jesus locked you in my patio.
So you could go to heaven.
Yeah, you were locked like the Apostle Paul. She was locked in for salvation.
That's it. God wants you in his family.
And laughing. I mean, she wasn't uncomfortable. You know, she wanted that to happen. And
that's awesome. People are receptive to what you're
saying. They are if you share. And if you don't share, it's always no.
Yeah, right.
It's 1,000% no if you don't share. It's like in golf. I play golf recreationally.
And competitively, I'll say that.
I'll compete. In 750 years of golf, 750 years, there has never been a short putt go in, ever. If it doesn't get to the hole, it won't go in.
Mm.
Ever. It's got to at least get equal or past to have a chance.
Wow.
750 years, there's never been a short. In 2,000 years of Christianity, there's never been a person saved that the appeal of the gospel wasn't given to in some way. I mean, it starts off with dreams and visions now for Muslims and some others, and Jewish people in some countries, but still, it's just like the Ethiopian eunuch. Do you understand what you're reading, Philip, asking me, how can I accept someone, you know, explain it.
Sure.
And that's Romans 10. How shall they call on him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher or a proclaimer? And how shall they proclaim unless he's sent?
Yeah.
So there's this process. And for every listener, please stretch your wings some and try to share your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody born again has one. If you don't have one, you're not born again yet.
That's true.
Everybody has a testimony, and at least share your testimony. At least, you know. Just think what would happen today if every listener shared with one person today.
Mm.
It could be tens of thousands of witnesses. It could be 100. The people listening right here, it could be 100,000. It could be 200,000 witnesses. Yeah. And if you're nervous about offending your neighbors, friend, and family, witness to your credit card lady, witness to your FPL representative, the people on the phone that you'll never meet, never know. What difference does it make if they get offended or mad at you?
Right.
Because you're not going to see them again anyway, and most of them are in other countries. It's like a mission trip.
Good point.
But again, for me, I know I'm done. Time-wise, I guess. I'm sure I'm past time.
You've got to talk about the pumpkin patch one more time because, I want to see pumpkins out there.
Well, we did it last year for the first time, and we're competing with the Methodists. The Methodists dominate pumpkins across the nation. Almost every Methodist church has a pumpkin patch.
That's true.
And
that's
us
true.
Baptists, we have been non-pumpkin people. And so we're just breaking into the market, and so we want to encourage everyone to come to the tent on 76 and buy some pumpkins. We open Saturday at noon, and then we're open till the 31st. And want to invite them to come. I got to open our city council in prayer the other day. And one of our city council members has kind of been opposed to prayer and some of the bless his heart. And so before I prayed, I said, I talked to the mayor, and the mayor said I could make a pitch for our pumpkins. And I pointed to that commissioner, I mentioned his name, and I said, I want you to come to our pumpkin patch and fill your trunk with pumpkins. And there's a couple of the strong evangelical members of the commission that were laughing, And he looks at me, because I was kind of calling him out, but not really about Jesus, but maybe buying some Jesus pumpkins.
There you go. Support the kingdom, right?
Yeah,
support the kingdom.
Yeah, we want to invite y'all to come and get some. And we've got a photo op. There's going to be some fresh bakery goods there, and it's just a wonderful time out there. Well, people are so loving, and they'll love on you some. If you got a prayer request, share it with them. They'll pray for you. And I want to thank the ladies today that were setting it up. My wife Kim and Amy and Sharon. Thank y'all for your help today. And just real excited about what's going on with that. I love you guys. And
love you, Pastor.
Been a joy to be with you, David. Proud of you and stand you're taking. And
only stand you can take.
Yeah, I wish
be honest.
Yeah, and be honest. That with that qualifier, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Pastor, do I have freedom to go ahead and go fishing? To get the rest of these matches in this afternoon.
Please.
Somebody's listening, but we're talking. You see, they would be calling. And so, David, give those phone numbers. I know that we have $300.
It's 221-1100.
That's it.
Or you can text WCNO to 24365. And if you've got some Bitcoin, stir them up and
bring them in. We'll take all you want to give us. We'll just have to figure out how to do it.
You can stick a bag of cash in a drone and fly it into the parking lot.
You can fly it over.
Sure. Get it.
I would like to extend that challenge and if some other folks could meet us, and I want to thank those that have already done
there
so.
You go. Yeah, we got to start on this, so we're off and running.
Amen.
Pastor, I love you, and I thank God for you. Keep up the good work.
Praise God for everyone listening. Brothers and sisters, love y'all, and get ready. There's trumpet time.
Yes. Listen in on Sunday morning. Pastor Darrell has more to say.
11 a.m. Sunday morning.
Amen.
David, you're going to have to give numbers because I have to give Pastor a hug. I was picking on him yesterday. He didn't hear me because I know if he had given me a hug, I would have had an adjustment already. So,
I'm going to say to folks, in early 2024, Pastor's going to be on my program, The Front Line. I think it's January, February.
Yes.
Sometime. We'll be advertising that down the road. But I'll let you know. I'll get a hold of you ahead of time and give you all the particulars.
Thank you, brother. Love y'all.
God bless you, brother.
Okay,
the number to call is this, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You know, I have to tell you, I slept through most of his sharing. only because it was my traditional, prayer and sharing.
Part of my anointing, too. I put people to sleep.
But But I'm kind of sorry I missed what he had to say. But
he had a lot to say.
He's worth listening to.
Amen. Amen. He is he's a brother that we love, and he's been a part of our ministry here for a lot of years. And his challenge was that at least five people would join him. And we have had two people join so far. And so his invitation is that you match up his gift. Actually, he's giving $218, but he was asking for five people to give $100. Where are the other three? Give us a call right now. The number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And thank you, Pastor, for the coffee.
You're welcome.
And who are we giving the shout-out to?
That's to...
Bagel, Max's Bagel.
Carla.
At Max's Bagel.
Max's Bagel.
Max's Bagel. And then, they're on US 1 just south of Indian Street. And so, Karen, did you get your coffee? Was it good?
I didn't mix it up yet. I'm going to reheat it in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Make sure the cup doesn't melt.
Max's Bagel, they're out there on US 1.
They are on US 1. Yeah. They are in that shopping center kind of on the corner, I believe, of Indian Street and US 1. On the, that would be the southeast corner. In that shopping center, there's a gas station in the corner. They're back in there, I believe. So, amen. So, we're looking for somebody that wants to come alongside. Listen, what's going to happen with that? Everything that comes in right now is matching funds. And so, with Pastor Darrell's gift and with another three gifts, that would almost get rid of that first $5,000. And, we're still working on the first $5,000. So, amen. That's okay. You know, we're just going to keep working. The Word of God says, work while it is day because night comes when nobody can work.
Amen.
We're going to man the phones. We're going to be here. We're going to be joyful, and we're going to be praising God, and we're going to be thanking you, because at the end of the day, when we're finished with prayer and share, I know that God is sovereign, and God is going to make provision, and God is making provision today. And thank you, Pastor Orman, for coming and joining us and sharing so well. Karen, you've had a lot of things kind of going off inside of you. There were a couple of verses that tied in with Psalm 91. In fact, that's interesting. Did you say you were saying Psalm 91 on the way in this morning?
Yeah, I'm driving in, putting my makeup on as I'm driving. And, so then I just started hearing about, in Psalm 91, verse 4, I think, about that the Lord is my shield and buckler. So, I was kind of just declaring it over myself, but, it just popped up in my spirit.
Right.
So, I began to declare that the Lord is my shield and my buckler, and he's my defense. And you mentioned something about defender, and then I started singing that song, I think it's Rita Springer, that the Lord, is my great defender. He goes and he brings back the head of our enemy before we even know.
Right.
And but then right after that, I started hearing Victory in Jesus. So it was like all this stuff, exploding in my spirit as I'm driving here this morning. But primarily, it was really the protection of God.
Protection of God, yeah.
And,
we read that in the Psalms, but when a storm is coming, I think about that. I think about God is God of the storm. God is God over nature. God is God. And some people kind of have this opinion that God created everything like the watchmaker. I think Thomas Jefferson had this opinion of God. He was like the master clockmaker, and he makes the world, creates everything, and then he pulls away from it and sets it on autopilot to run, and whatever will be, will be. No, that's not the way it is. God is intricately involved in our world and in our lives, and the Word of God is filled with scriptures that that notify us of that. So we do want to say again thank you to all of you that have joined us. The number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and somebody's going to call us at some point. They're going to let us know that they're going to be matching up along with the other match that's happening. We're going to match up with Pastor Darrell, so I can let him know that he stirred up a great move of generosity amongst the people of God, and I am looking for that to take place. Well, Pastor Darrell fulfilled his commitment, so we're going to wait on the rest of you to fulfill yours, and here's the donation coming in. I'm going to add these in, and Karen, we're going to get all of the ways to give again, because the phone lines are open. It's right now 3:24, and I've just had too much fun today.
You have.
Yeah.
You know, I was ready to go to sleep at 12 o'clock. I mean, I realized when we were in a time of prayer that I was dozing off. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, I can't go to sleep while we're praying. I mean, I don't know what would happen here. Maybe everybody would hear me snoring or something. I don't know. But I thought that just wouldn't be appropriate. But, you know, went away, had a phone call to make, a couple phone calls to make, and was able to make those and get through to the people I was reaching out to. And then came back in, and I looked at the chart, and I realized, okay, Pastor Darrell's going to be here at 1:30. And he came in, and it's just been supercharged since then. Mm-hmm. Just like it's been with all of our guests. It's yes. been powerful.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been powerful. So give us a call this afternoon, 772-221-1100. Karen's going to give you all the ways you can give. I'm going to start adding these numbers in so you know exactly where we are. And we're looking to finish off the first 5,000. Because we split this into blocks. And so we had 15,000. We started the morning. We're looking to finish off the first 5,000. And then we'll see where God takes us from there.
Amen.
That's right. And that phone number again is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You know, it's been kind of quiet out there without Sherry flipping around and papers flying and envelopes flying.
Yeah, we had some busy times, though. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
It's been a little, was that yesterday? That was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was busy.
So it hasn't been that busy today.
You know, there's no air circulation in the room with her flying back and forth.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
We got to get her busy. 772-221-1100, right? And you can also go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation, and you can text as well by texting WCNO to 24365. You know, so when I got here this morning and then you said, oh, we're going to read Psalm, I had already opened to Psalm 91.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we were getting ready. And so when Jonathan said, okay, we're going to be reading from Psalm 91, I'm like, okay, that's when you know you're hearing from the Lord.
You're definitely in line with the Spirit on that one.
That was pretty amazing.
And that's confirmation to me as well, because in my devotional time, I'm like, okay, Father, what do you want to do today? And I mean, I have a notebook that's full of all kinds of different scriptures and stuff, you know, that we've done and things God's put in my heart. In fact, I haven't even got to the notes that Father gave me while I was at the conference mm-hmm. in reference to prayer and share. I need to pull those out and take a look at them. But I wasn't moved to do that this morning. I just really sensed that the Father was saying, we've got to speak the soldier song. It was became mm-hmm. really popular. Mm-hmm. And so many of the soldiers, they had Psalm 91 in their pocket, and they carried that with them, and they read that. And, you know, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand. And it called the soldier to trust in God. And so the Father just put that on my heart. I'm already kind of pregnant with this word that regardless of how bleak, how dark, how wicked the enemy's assault is, God is still God.
Amen.
And we are not abandoned. God is with us. I mean, I've been in some dark places. I think the darkest was in a cave. And in that cave, when they shut the lights out, they said, we're going to shut the lights out. I think it was like 3 minutes. They said, get a hold of something. You're going to need to hang on to something. They had a handrail. And I believe this was the mission of the cave. And so I was just a kid. And I'll never forget, I don't know, maybe it was a minute. And I thought an hour had passed. I'm like, somebody's messed up. They're never going to turn the lights back on. And yet, you know, and you started hearing some noise from some of the people. But I think other people were thinking the same thing, especially the younger people. Like, wow, the scripture talks about being thrown into the everlasting outer darkness, separation from God. And that is utter darkness. But those 3 minutes without light was just profound. So I've been in some dark places at times, but God has given us life and light. Jesus is represented as the one, the people who walked in darkness, there has shone a great light. And that truly is the presence of our God. So we want to thank you all. Listen, right now we are $10,599 away from fully matching what we started with this morning. But really, we broke this into $5,000 blocks, which means we're $599 away. $599 away from finishing the first $5,000. That brings in $10,000. We'll bring another five to match that five just as soon as we do that. Give us a call this afternoon. We do need your donations. We're right now at $120,282. And I'm looking forward to adding that $5,000 in. And that's going to bring us up to $125,000 at least. Today, once we've matched that, this is going to be done. It's going to be done. It's absolutely going to be done. And there are some of you who I would call kings and priests. God has blessed you. You've been listening, and you've been waiting. And God has touched your heart. You already know what you're going to give. God's already given you a budget. You already know what's on your heart to give. And I know that God has assigned every dollar to meet this budget. I just knew that because this is his work, and God pays for what he orders. So God's going to take care of that, and God's going to bless you so good. God's going to bless you so good. You're going to feel so good about giving. The other day when I filled out my donation, I just felt so good about doing that, and I'm like, I know where this is going. I know exactly what God is doing here. It is awesome. And the darker the night is around us, the brighter the light is that's coming forth from this ministry, and you get to be partners in it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's wonderful. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call to make a donation or a pledge. 772-221-1100.
All right, Karen, there's a song here. It's a fairly new song. It's entitled Walking on Water. Do you know anything about that song?
I don't.
Do you remember that?
No. What number is it?
Really? It's 8851, but we're going to play
it. It's a little while back.
Well, a little bit, yeah, because we're in the nines now, right? Mm-hmm. But this song that is, no one's hearing it, but I see it on the board, The Lord Reigns. Now, that goes all the way back to a 2000 number. That's quite a few years ago, isn't
that
it?
That is an oldie.
Yeah, that's an oldie. Yeah. But it is a great song.
Raining,
it's a great song.
Well, what about, are we going to hear it Walking on Water? Or the,
I don't know. Well,
it's not raining outside, so we're not doing the raining song at this minute. We're going to do the Walking on Water song. So
we'll
see what it is.
That sounds like God has another miracle for us today. If we'll just trust him and believe that, that's my take on it. So let's just do that. Let's jump to that right now. Walking on Water.
Walking on Water.
Part of me wants to be where you are. The other me wants to stay close to shore. I know right here won't get me too far, but I'm ready, Lord, to take the plunge. Right, I want to be where you are, oh Lord. The sin is this wall that I can't avoid. So how do I get to that place of yours? I will repent of my sin, oh Lord. The grave could not hold me, you broke in the water. All of my sins went down in the water. The dead shall arise out of the water. The sin cannot stop me, no walk in the water. There's a storm brewing, it's holding me hostage. Can't see, can't move, do nothing without you. The waves, they are tossing, waters are shaking. There in the distance, miracles are waiting. Faith is moving, you can't stop my movement. Pushing and walking until I get to you. The waters can't keep holding me down. No, the tossing, waters are shaking, there in the distance, miracles waiting.
Song is The Lord Reigns and The Walking on Water. I'm not sure that I knew anything about that song, but it was in her system, and so and it's in the Word of God about walking on water. And so this next song is The Lord Reigns. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Give us a call.
Praise your great and awesome name. We will praise your great and awesome name. The Lord. Let the people rejoice, the Lord reigns. Let us tell of his love, the Lord reigns. High above all others, we will raise your great and awesome name. We will raise your great and awesome name. You are holy, the Lord strong and mighty, who was and is to come. Worthy of honor and glory, we will worship and bow down, lay our hearts before you now, and declare to all the earth, the Lord reigns. Let the people rejoice, the Lord reigns. Let us tell of his love, the Lord reigns. High above all others, we will raise your great and awesome.
We are so glad that you have joined us this afternoon. It's so great to have Pastor Daryl Orman from First Baptist Church in Stuart with us earlier this afternoon. And Pastor Daryl, from First Baptist Church, we were just trying to think, David, about how many churches have been started out of their congregation. You know, it's something that can be very painful and difficult for a church to have another church start out of your church. You know, if they move 50 miles away, it's not such a big deal.
Right.
But if they move down the street or across town or a couple miles away, then a lot of times that impacts that home church. And, you know, sometimes we call them splits or whatever. First Baptist, it was Jim Lay, a very dear friend of mine, who pointed out to me that there are pillar churches in communities. Pillar churches.
Mm-hmm.
And pillar churches are churches that have a history. They have a foundation. They have had a spiritual impact on the overall health, spiritual health of that community. And often they have been kind of like a mother church that has given birth to several other churches.
Oh, yeah.
And that really means if you have one pastor that's pastored 31 years, like Pastor Darrell, you sort of have an apostolic ministry because, you know, you have been involved in establishing the work of God. And I think we came up with six or seven different congregations that to a large extent were birthed out of First Baptist right here in Stuart. And so this is the pillar churches in the area. Pastor Darrell has been there 31 years. Let me tell you, a pastor that's been anywhere for 31 years has certainly seen some battles.
Yes, he has.
Met the enemy on a few occasions and has had an opportunity to grow in his faith and grow in his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
You do.
Well, we want to get the phone numbers back out again and let you know we're just $599 away from matching up that first $5,000 that we started with this morning. That's going to give us at least a great move ahead, $10,000, and that's going to be awesome. And we definitely are trusting God to do that. And I'm still believing God for the full additional $10,000. And if we don't match that up today, then we have tomorrow and we have Friday.
Yes.
And we are not going to stop. We know that this is the work of God. And I know that you are standing with the work of God. I know you are. And you listen today. Maybe you've never given to Christian radio, but you understand that we are really in a spiritual war. And this spiritual war is to shut down the voice of God that's speaking in this generation. And we thank God for every pastor, for every Christian church that exalts Jesus Christ, every board member, every staff, every Christian school, everyone that's lifting up Jesus, all the parachurches. We are here to strengthen the body of Christ. WCNO is here to strengthen the body of Christ. And we are not here to take the tithe from the local church. We are here to be a complement to the body of Christ. And so when people come to Jesus, just like this letter that we have, David, this letter talks about a lady who found a new job. Co-worker introduces her to WCNO. She started listening. She said, finally, I started listening. I eventually went back to church.
Yes. Praise God. That's so cool.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Here's a personal testimony. Pastor, if you're listening today, understand that WCNO is missional and is building the body of Christ. And we get these kind of responses, and we have pastors that are tuned in that actually ask questions. What do you listen to radio? What do you listen to? And I understand there's other stations, and I understand other stations are doing a great work. God's called them to, and that's fine. We're not the only work out here. We're one of them. But I do know that there's great biblical teaching on this station that many people are able to get only here.
That's right.
They're not able to get it anywhere else. So she says, when I finally started listening, I eventually went back to church, and it changed my life.
Mm.
What changed her life? Well, Christ changed her life. But it was the journey that took place when she began to listen to WCNO. That's awesome. And she says, I've now been listening for at least 25 years. But WCNO started me on my path back to Jesus. This is awesome. Her kids, how many kids she say she has? Let's see. I was able to raise them. She doesn't say. I was able to raise my kids in the church. They were always surrounded by God's word in the car. I also was able to introduce a new co-worker to WCNO. Watch her life start to change too. God is so good. This is Denise from West Palm Beach. Thank you so much, Denise. And Karen, I know that was
beautiful.
The contact you had. And the fact that she put it into print is absolutely awesome, so we can share that with others. And amen, amen, amen. Well, it's right now 3:44, getting close to 4 o'clock. We have a little over 2 hours, about 2 hours and 15 minutes to go. We're believing, God, that the last couple hours of this day are going to be absolutely amazing because we serve an absolutely amazing God. Amazing God. Give us a call with your gifts today. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. If this ministry has ministered to you, this radio station has ministered to you, would you prayerfully consider making a generous donation today? And you may say, where do I start? I don't know. God will direct you. But I will tell you this. I believe that some of you are being called to be a part of Gideon's army. And I am in the recruiting business. And I am not going to be quiet about it. I'm going to be bold about it. I'm in the recruiting business, looking to recruit 300 of Gideon's army that give at least $1 a day, that prays in faith and stands with this ministry, saying, I believe God has a great work to do through the ministry of WCNO, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be a harvester with WCNO. We're going to go to this next song, and this next song is entitled His Name, and we're going to jump right to that here in just a second, and I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. Karen, give the numbers one more time.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
You can also go to WCNO.com, to the web, make a donation there. You can also text WCNO to 24365. 24365. Next song is His Name. We will be checking online to see if your gifts are coming in that way. I know that God is a great big God. Get involved this afternoon. Be a part of the great work of God right here. Well, we are excited to move to this song now. Here it comes. His Name.
Nothing is stronger than His name. Nothing is stronger. Nothing is stronger. Oh, nothing is stronger than His name. His name is healing of your deepest scar.
Amen. We're back. And like yesterday with Elsie's matching funds, we are working it.
It's work.
We're working it today.
It's work.
We're working it.
You know, we're putting the seed out.
Yes.
And we're putting the seed out from here. And you join us, so we have more seed to put out. I understand that some of you are, you're sowing and saying, listen, let's encourage somebody else to come alongside of us. So, you know, we're $599 away from matching up that first $5,000. And as soon as that $599 comes in, we're just going to add $5,000 into our totals today. That's going to be a blessing.
So you were... calling for Gideon's army.
I am.
You know, as I Uncle am. Sam was
recruiting.
Back during the war when Uncle Sam mm-hmm. said, I want you.
Yep, that's
Jonathan
it.
Jonathan mm-hmm. is saying, I want you
from
Gideon's army.
That's true.
Just come alongside of us and be like undergirding. It's an undergirding for the ministry.
It really is.
You know, with that continuing monthly donation.
That's right.
I had a cousin that used to say, why cut the grass? It's just going to grow again. it's going to grow again. But,
and there's people on YouTube making millions of dollars going and cutting grass that's people
true.
Don't cut.
They're going out and cutting grass. They're making more money.
Al Blades,
videos.
My favorite one, Al Blades. Do you watch them?
I don't know if I watched that one. We have watched some. I love it. I like it. They speed the video up, and you see literally they...
the shovel.
They chew up disasters and clean them up and get them in order and such forth. But, you know, so many people will perhaps look at something like Christian Radio and say, well, you know, every 6 months you come back, you're asking for money again. Well, that's because this is an operational budget. Mm-hmm. And so truly, I know that a lot of the income, in fact, the majority of the income that we receive is income from our listeners' income. And that means that, just like if you had a car payment or something else, you say, you know what, this is a priority. I want to get the word of God out. I'm going to commit to be a part. And that's why when some make a commitment to a monthly donation, it just goes into their budget. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a lot of listeners that are on fixed incomes. They're retired, so they do not have like an income like that. They have a fixed income. So they're kind of giving out of... the provision of God that's already come to them.
Right.
But there is another level of giving, and that is a level of what I'm going to call legacy, and it's out of one's wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where someone says, I am going to make a significant investment because even after I'm gone, I want WCNO to still be in the air. And there is more and more pressure for Christian radio stations to be gobbled up and to be bought up by these huge monopolies. And, it's something that Paul is here.
Yeah.
Well, send him in here. Send him on in here. So, there's this push. And so we want to encourage you, if you enjoy the work of God, Come on in, Paul. Have a seat. If you enjoy the work of God and the ministry of God through Christian radio, then I would encourage you to be a part of this ministry by signing up. Now, Paul has just come in. He's going to join us, and he's going to find out what we do in here and find out exactly how the studio works after the train comes through town. We do live in a town with a train, so we have to train at the... Yeah, which end of the tunnel are you in? Well, let's see. Welcome, Paul. Welcome to WCNO.
Yeah.
There you go. Can you hear? They'll get you adjusted over there.
I can hear.
All right. Welcome. Why don't you greet all of our listeners?
Okay. It's great. I mean, I live down here in Florida. You just had Daryl Orman here.
Do you know him?
I heard. Well, he's my pastor.
He's your pastor.
If it wasn't for WCNO when I found it years ago.
Yeah.
And he was on.
Yes, he
I
is.
Was looking around. I was looking for a church.
Okay.
So when I came down here to Florida from Tennessee, I guess you can tell that, right?
You have that accent.
So, you know, I just told God, I said, find me a place I'm supposed to live and the church I'm supposed to go to.
Okay.
So I had heard Daryl, I'd visited some churches around here.
Okay.
So I'm over there in Jensen Beach.
Sure.
And then I heard Daryl on there, but I didn't know where he was from.
Okay.
But I thought I guessed correctly, so I went into the church on Sunday morning, and I said, well, I'm not sure if this is the guy I heard on the radio. When Daryl gets up to speak, you know that's Daryl.
You know it's Daryl, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He got up, and he started speaking. I said, that's the guy.
That is the guy.
Well,
you know, one thing I failed to bring up today, which we'd kind of talked about maybe going into, and that is that Pastor Daryl made a decision to come to Christ under Adrian Rogers' ministry. And so Adrian Rogers' ministry had a tremendous impact on his life. And one of the things that we've sort of been disappointed in is that Adrian Rogers' organization has removed their programming from our station, saying that there was not much response. And I know that Adrian Rogers continues to have a powerful ministry, and we have as big of a mouth as anybody can have for God. I mean, we're reaching into 11 counties, so I know that we have thousands of people that listen to Adrian Rogers on our station. But that just goes to show him how important it is that our listeners drop a note to these different programs and say, I listen to you on WCNO. You can make a contribution of $5 to them and say, listen, I'm a listener, I've been blessed. But Karen, do we still have that phone number out here for people that might want to call Adrian Rogers Ministry and let them know, listen, we are here in the listening audience at WCNO, and we want to hear Adrian Rogers down here. Let's give that phone number out.
Yes, that number for Love Worth Finding is 800-274-5683. 800-274-5683. We've already had, you know, almost six or eight people have already called and, you know, given them the number, and they have also contacted them to let them know that they do listen.
We need to keep calling.
Yes.
Keep calling. You know, I'd love for them to have 500, 1,000 calls, you know, from people. Of course, you know, that would mean we would have to have, you know, 5 million listeners, because there's a very small percent of our listeners that actually ever respond. So, you know, Paul, that's part of the thing with Christian radio. As with, well, Jesus ran into it too. He heals the lepers. There's 10 of them, right?